Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chris and Amy Show is video streaming now on KMOX's YouTube, X, and Facebook pages. Click and subscribe.
Hit in the air to right center field. Well struck. And I don't think they're going to catch it. And it's over the wall. It's a big fly. Burleson carried that right over the wall in deep right center field. And the Cardinals add on another. It's 9-2 St. Louis.
Hey. This song sucks.
You know why? It's because they think they're cute.
Hey, who is this?
This is
one of those hay bands.
Lumineers.
Lumineers.
I think. Is it
Lumineers?
The Lumineers? I don't know, or the Head and the Heart. Here's the thing. I used to like the Head and the Heart, their very first album, and then they realized, hey, people think we're cute. Everything should be hey-ho. Way to go.
I hate hey-ho songs.
The Lumineers do hey-ho. I don't know what... I forgot what song it was.
There's like the Lumineers and the Mumford and his brother, whoever the hell they are. They're all the same to me.
I thought it was Mumford and his son.
Whatever.
Not Mumford and Brothers.
It should be Mumford Brothers.
That's a furniture company.
Hate that. It's just so... I don't know why I have such an intense reaction to these hey songs.
It's
like
just,
this, you know what? These songs I feel like are written so that you can use them in a commercial for a cleaning product or a car. Like they're commercial songs.
The song that was not Lumineers. The song we just played.
I don't know whatever it was. It sucked. Should we bring in Matt Pauly, talk about the Cardinals?
We may as well at this point. It's been 20 minutes.
Host of Sports Open Line on KMOX and Redbird Rush Hour, which happens at 5 o'clock unless there's a Cardinals game in the way. Cardinals pre- and post-game host, Matt Pauly, hello.
Hello.
What's going on, pal?
Sorry,
expect a little more out of you.
I mean... I like those songs. I'm sorry. Yeah. So I disagree with you, and I don't want to start on a bad spot. So I'm just saying hello, we'll move on.
Well, I used to like those songs. It's just
give me all the hays and the la-las and the da-das and, you know.
So it's just what a band
If I'm listening to the Beatles,
cute.
Hey Jude is my favorite Beatles song.
That's a different one. That's them addressing somebody with a hay.
The Beatles didn't think like, oh, we're adorable. That's what you don't want. You don't want a band that thinks it's adorable.
Oh, it's the worst.
I don't care what they think as long as the song is good.
What band is that?
But what happens when they think they're cute and it's not good?
Well, then it's just terrible and you ignore it. Yeah.
So a lot
like
of
the White Sox.
Bro, are they bad? They're going to get sold,
though. They're not good.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, to a billionaire, right?
Well, you
have to sell them to? You can't sell them to someone that's not a billionaire.
That's true. No one can afford it.
No, the guy who's driving for UPS who just texted into the show, he's not going to buy the White Sox today.
Yeah.
The teams are getting sold right and left right now. The Lakers? The Rays getting sold. The White Sox getting sold.
Lakers for $10 billion.
Really?
Yes.
Who did they sell them to?
What's his name, Matt?
I don't know.
Who used to own the Lakers?
The bus
family.
That's right. The buses.
The buses.
Pam Bus.
Jeannie Bus is the one who's right there.
I was thinking of Pam Huff.
She'll remain the governor and continue to run the team for at least a number of years,
is what they say, so
the bus family still be involved.
That's not going to work. That never works.
A minority share of the team, about 15%. Mark Walter is who they are going to sell.
Mark Walter.
What did he do?
CEO and chairman of diversified holding company TWG Global has been a stakeholder in the Lakers since 2021 when he purchased Phil Anschutz's share of 26%.
And the Bears are selling a 2% stake in their team. And so they're saying that the asking price will be over a couple hundred million just for 2%.
Do you think when the buses... Oh, go ahead.
It's such a racket, though, because you see the Giants right now have like, New York Giants have like 5% up for sale and all these, you know, when you're an owner of one of these teams and you want to just like fill your pocket with more money, you sell 1 or 2% of your team. It doesn't even matter for the people who buy in except for the fact that they get to say that they own a piece of a professional sports team. But it's just, yeah, that, this happens all the time where these small percentages of teams are being sold.
Yeah, and you know what? The, Reinsdorf used to say, and it, maybe it was just the White Sox, but there's no way it's not a lucrative investment to own a team or part of a team. Otherwise, these guys wouldn't do it. But he used to say that they never did anything but break even until the World Series year. And they said then they made money that one year and that was it, which I just don't believe it. I don't believe that all of these people invested in this team and made $0 from it the entire time they've owned that team.
Look, I can't speak to the way it used to be, but there's no way that's true now. With all the media rights money that's going on and everything else, there's no way that you're not pocketing money. And some places pocket a lot of money. If you're the Colorado Rockies, if you're the Pittsburgh Pirates, you are putting very little back in. I mean, the Rockies' payroll is respectable. They just make terrible decisions. But, you know, the Monforts in Colorado, that's what they live off of.
Yep.
They live off the and any owner of a professional sports franchise who owns it because they want to live off it, they're not going to do right by the fans. They're just not. It should never be something that you own as a money-making endeavor. And the only thing you should actually make money on is when you do sell eventually because you've made money because the value of the franchise has gone up over the years. But it should not be a day-to-day money-making endeavor.
Do you think when the buses sold the Lakers, they put an ad in the paper that said they're looking for a man in finance, trust fund, 6'5",
okay.
Blue eyes?
Matt, let's talk.
I'm missing something.
Oh, you don't know about that? It was like
I'm
a meme.
I'm looking for a man in finance, trust fund, 6'5",
it was an internet
blue
thing.
Eyes.
Okay.
In the last year.
I don't keep up with the with the interwebs.
All right,
so,
well,
you
need to get on it.
Well, I didn't know they sold the Lakers, so there we go.
Yeah, so... All of us don't know nothing. So, doubleheader against a bad baseball team today.
Yep.
I mean, they have to win at least one of these, right? I mean,
you win one of two. You take two of three. You feel okay. You sweep today. You sweep the series. You actually have a winning road trip, and I think you feel really good about things. So, yeah, win at least one. Excited to see Michael McGreevy in the second game. It's an opportunity with that extra man to be able to just get him up and see him and push everybody else back. It's a chance to, most importantly, they push Sonny Gray back. So now they're going to be able to get Sonny Gray a start against both Chicago and Cincinnati coming up. I'm generally not a fan of doubleheaders. I generally don't think doubleheaders help teams. I disagree with that assessment today because this really helps the Cardinals. It gets the starting pitching an extra day. It gives you a chance to look at McGreevy, and it gives you a chance to pitch Sonny Gray against both Cincinnati and Chicago, and you don't have to waste him against the White Sox.
Great. It's going to work out perfectly for the Cardinals today. As we get closer to the end of... We're getting... I guess we're now about the end of the month, right? Is June 19th, is that considered... End of June.
It's deep into June.
We're still the middle of the month. I think like 21, 22 is when we start talking towards the end of the month. So we're a few days away from being towards the end of the month.
So I know some people hate talking about standings at this time of the year. I don't. I think it is. Look, it's part of the fun of baseball. And it's being able to have an idea of where the Cardinals are comparative to everybody else. That's part of following the team. I think if you're not looking at the standings, it might be a little odd. But the Cardinals right now are a game out of a wild card spot. And I know that we went into the season, Matt, thinking that, at least I did, that their best chance of making the playoffs this year was going to be the win to win the division. But the Diamondbacks not being all that great and the Braves being bad this year sort of changes the calculus on this a little bit. And while there are still teams, Brewers and Reds in front of them, and the Padres who have that third wild card spot, I mean, this... It could end up, and I know we've still got a lot of baseball left, but it could end up that maybe the Cardinals are a wild card team if the pitching holds up a little more.
Yeah, I think we have to leave open that possibility. Now, the Braves, they took the first two games of the series against the Mets, won yesterday 5-0. They're playing some better baseball right now. We'll see if that's real or they're just catching the Mets at the right time because the Mets have lost five straight. I agree with everything you just said. I think right now as it sits, when you compare where they're at in the division and where they're on the wild card, clearly they're closer to a playoff spot in the wild card. It does concern me with how many teams they have to move in front of. With the Reds winning yesterday, they're now a half game behind the Reds, so they're a fourth-place team right now in the NL Central.
Reds and Brewers both.
Yeah, so yep. You have to jump over the Reds, you have to jump over the Brewers, and then you have to jump over Padres, Giants, or Phillies. So sometimes you look at the standings and you say, how many games back are you? And sometimes you look at the standings and you say, how many teams do you have to jump over? Now on, what's the date today? On July, we just said the date. On June 19th.
June 19th.
That doesn't really matter with how many teams you have to jump over. But the Phillies are legit good. I think the Padres are legit good. And the San Francisco Giants just added Rafael Devers.
Right.
So what concerns me now about if the Giants don't make that trade for Devers, I look at the Giants and I say, yeah, the Cardinals can catch the Giants, but the Giants are going all in to try to get into the playoffs this year. So it is a challenge. It's not something that they for sure can't do, but if we're being, you know, just looking at the situation, That's the situation. You've got three really good teams right now that are in those three wildcard spots in the National League.
We talked about that stretch of the Royals, Dodgers, Blue Jays series being pretty important to the Cardinals. Then of course, they played the Brewers and dropped 3 of 4. But now they've got another, after this White Sox series, they have another important stretch of baseball, 3 against the Reds and then 4 against the Cubs coming up. And that starts on Friday at home against Cincinnati. So I know, again, we talked about that last stretch of baseball being important. How important is this one compared?
Yeah, and I would actually stretch it out a little bit further all the way to July 6th because of after this White Sox series, of their next 5 series, 4 against divisional opponents. You've got, as you mentioned, Cincinnati and Chicago. You'll play 1 interleague series against Cleveland, and then you get Pittsburgh and Chicago. So between now and July 6th, every game but 3 will be divisional opponents after this doubleheader today, and I think it's really big. I think we're going to sit here on July 6th or Monday, July 7th after that Chicago series at Wrigley, and we're going to have a much better idea of whether or not this team does have a legitimate chance of being a postseason club.
So what else you got for us, Matt?
Just lots of baseball today. I don't know.
Do you have to do – are you pre and post for all of them?
No, Tom will have game one pregame, okay. And then I'll take care of the between games stuff, which is always a little. Take the curtain back. We don't really know. So in radio, especially when it comes to network radio, everything is very prescribed. You have this many breaks. These breaks are this long. Yada yada yada. Because we've got hundreds of affiliates that need to know what's going on. When we have these traditional doubleheaders, which are pretty rare, you don't have those very often. That between game stuff gets really murky because they said, well, there's going to be between 30 and 45 minutes between games.
Yep.
That's a wide range of what it's going to be. So it's putting together a puzzle piece of making sure that we get everything in that we need to get in between games and get it back to John and Ricky for first pitch.
Paulie, are you trying to tell everybody how difficult your job is?
No, I'm just saying this is one of the more unique situations when it comes to baseball.
Sounds like he's trying to get everybody to feel bad for
him. Okay.
On a holiday, all this.
Well, no, I think it is. Here's the thing. The White Sox, as you mentioned, they're not emptying the stadium.
Hot garbage.
Yeah, they're not emptying the stadium because obviously not much to empty. I think why did they give a credit to the people from last night's game? Why didn't they just say, listen, we've got room for everybody?
Oh, you mean just to
let them just get, don't empty the stadium, but let anybody else who wants to wander in come on into the game.
They should just open the gates after the first game is over and let anybody walk in.
Yeah,
that they would,
because they're not going to fill that stadium. They're going to run out of room. They gave a credit to everyone, Because everyone who goes to the first game today gets to go to the second, and everyone who had tickets to last night's game gets a credit for a later event. I get that you could have doubled up on seats and people won't know where to sit. I think everyone who had tickets to last night's game, they just say, go to any of them, find a place to sit.
So they get the credit and the ticket. They get doubled up?
Well, they wouldn't need the credit. No, they would just get to go to either or both of the games today.
Let me tell you this.
There's 27 people there.
Well, I know that there was already a day game scheduled for today, so there's some people had planned ahead, but I bet that you would be able to, if you wanted, without having to write anything down, you could count physically the people in the stands.
Yeah.
I bet you could
count
them.
That's what I mean. Don't give them a credit. Just
although,
let them
you know what?
Show
it's a holiday, so maybe a lot of people are off. So that
now,
could be
you
wrong.
Know, do you know the reason that they have to do the traditional doubleheader today?
Because...
Does it have something to do with a getaway?
Nope.
Because there's a train.
This is the Cardinals' sixth doubleheader this year.
Okay.
And it is in the collective bargaining agreement that you can you have to get permission from players to do more than five split doubleheaders in a single season.
Wow.
So if they would have wanted, because you're at that point, players have to stay at the ballpark much longer if it's a split doubleheader.
They hate
it. So if they would have wanted to do a split doubleheader today, they would have had to get like written permission voted on by Cardinals players to do a split. Now, I don't know if they went to them or not. I don't think they even went to them. It's like you're saying, there's not enough people to worry about it. But let's say they're playing, you know, in Philadelphia where they sell out every single game. They can't just do a split doubleheader. They would have to get permission from the Cardinals.
That's pretty awesome because now for the rest of the year, every team has to get permission from the Cardinals. We're not even halfway through.
That's what I mean. There's a lot of baseball left. This is 100% going to happen again.
It's awesome.
There you go.
Thanks.
Long live traditional doubleheaders.
Matt, enjoy all your baseball today.
Thank you. I will.
You should get one of those fun drinks from the gas station. Like a soda or a slushy. It's a fun day.
Oh, okay.
What?
Go get a Slurpee, she
get
said.
Get a Slurpee.
Go.
Okay, I'll get to 7-Eleven right now. You know what? The White Sox used to start all their games at 7-Eleven.
I remember that.
Go to 7-Eleven in honor of the White Sox.
Because they had a sponsorship deal with 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And our play-by-play guy used to say, first pitch, 7-Eleven, isn't that convenient? He used to do that.
He still says that occasionally.
No, Ed Farmer, he has passed away. So.
Oh, no. John, no, you'll hear, if it's a first pitch of 7-Eleven, you know, because sometimes a 7-10 first pitch, it's actually 7-Eleven, John Rooney will always say, how convenient.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Gosh. He's still alive.
But Ed Farmer used to be John Rooney's broadcast partner. For many, many years with the White Sox. All right. Goodbye, Matt.
Goodbye.
Matt Pauly.
That's funny.
All right. We got to go to break because we're way late. We are going to be talking to Megan Eberhart with the Cardinals. She is the director of fun. She'll be coming in studio to tell us what's coming up on the upcoming home stands. That's all happening on the show today. She joins us at 10:30 on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are asking you to let us know if you're working today on this Juneteenth because it is holiday.
Yep.
We are here. We only get two holidays a year because we don't need holidays. Amy and I just want to work.
That's all
we care about. So we've asked you to go ahead and text in at 314-436-7900. A texter here says it's Harambe again.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Harambe.
Harambe just wants us to know that he's still working.
Okay.
He was working an hour ago. We know
Harambe,
you're not finished working.
You're going to be done at 10 a.m. unless you're the overnight shift. I don't think you're done at 10 a.m.
This person is delivering pharmaceuticals to hospitals and clinics today.
Wow.
So that is important work.
Thank you for your deliveries.
And here's one. I think this is interesting.
Okay.
This person from a 636 working, delivering dirt inside the Chaffetz Arena for the rodeo this weekend.
That's incredible.
What a fun thing to be doing.
What a fun. You fill buildings with mud.
And where are you getting that dirt?
Rural Missouri, probably.
I think it'd be really funny if they just went and dug up like the soccer field or something.
Is there
Got
turf?
Your dirt.
Is there turf in this dirt? No. No. There's no turf.
For a rodeo.
That's very cool.
Right?
Is it the professional bull riders, like the PBR?
I don't know. It just says rodeo. Look it up, James. What rodeo is coming to Chaffetz Arena this weekend?
We could have some cowboys strolling here.
And remember when I came up with my brilliant idea for a new delivery service to rival UPS and FedEx? Because we were talking about how they wear really short shorts, all the delivery guys.
They know what's up.
And gals, they like really short shorts.
But you want to make the shorts even?
So here's my idea. Yes, I want to create a delivery service like those.
Yep.
But the deliverers wear cutoff jean shorts, and they're really short, like up to the groin.
So would you call they're cheeky shorts? Is what they're called?
Right.
Is when your little butt cheeks hang out.
And the service and men and women alike can do it.
Uh-huh.
And the service will be called Nice Package. So, John, who is watching on Facebook, and you can watch the show on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. John writes in, Nice Package is a sensational name for a delivery service. You should timestamp and save the tape to prove you came up with that idea first, then do whatever you have to do to trademark it. I told you that's a great idea.
It's a great idea. Nice Package. Yeah, you know.
Are you jealous you didn't come up with it?
No. I think it's going to be a little shocking if they're tight, short shorts and the packages come first. Like if it's a package forward delivery service, I think it will be arresting for sure. It'll get people's attention.
Yeah.
I do want to say also our boss texted us. He took a picture of somebody that's working and said, this guy is working. It's a picture of somebody on a roof working, which implies that our boss is not working. Otherwise, he would have said that he's working.
He's not working.
Our boss had to take a picture of some other industrious individual and send it to us. It's a real mind trick because it makes you feel like he's working, but he had to take a picture of someone working.
Yeah. Maybe he should do some work every now and then.
I didn't say that, Steve. That was all Chris Ranji.
Amy told me to say
it. I never said anything like that.
Jeff in Tulsa texts in and says he's working today selling liquor to stores and bars.
Oh, that's important.
So he works for a distributor. That's great.
That's great.
A trucker has just texted in. He hauls cars.
Yeah.
And he is hard at work. So I'm imagining this person is driving this truck with a bunch of cars on the back of it, and he's texting into the show. So I want you to not do that.
I was just thinking this. You're going to have some stretch. You have to have some stretch to those shorts, because really short shorts.
When we talk about Nice Package?
Yeah. Because I pictured that trucker, and I was like, what if the trucker is wearing really short shorts? Well, and when you sit down in really short shorts, that seam can get you.
Yes, it can.
So you
and
better
jeans,
have...
Jeans really aren't that comfortable.
They're not. So I don't think these should be old school Levi jeans. I think you need to have some type of science in the fabric so that you can protect your package.
Or they can look like jeans. We'll figure it out. But it's
You'll
a brilliant
suffocate
idea.
Your package if they're too tight and too short.
A message that just came in says, I do not want to see any delivery guy in short shorts. Well, then you better stop using UPS. Don't use UPS
Listen,
or FedEx.
Hire whoever you want, but not Nice Package, because you know what you're getting with Nice Package.
Those guys are wearing 1970s basketball shorts. That's what they're wearing. I'm just going to take it a step further. We're going to go up a little bit more. It's going to be a great, great idea. It's going to be the only delivery service where you will be upset if you come home and the package has already been delivered because you want to see the driver walk up. I love this idea. Megan Eberhardt is the director of fun for the Cardinals. They got a big homestand coming up next week or this weekend. It feels like it's a weekend already. Next weekend or this weekend.
What are you talking
I don't know,
about?
Dude. Megan Everhart is next on KMOX. Damn.
Down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night.
Amy, the car delivery driver that we were talking about who texted into the show, yeah. He wanted to let us know that he's wearing shorts, but they are regular shorts. They are not tiny shorts.
Okay, well.
So the car hauler.
I think while you're talking about this, I think we should introduce our esteemed guest.
Yes.
And then get, since she is a marketing genius.
We have a question
you. Need
for
to
you.
Ask her about your business idea.
Megan Everhart, okay. Director of Fun.
Director of Fun for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Cardinals promotions
Hi,
and events. Hello, Megan. How are you? All right,
Great.
Let me first start with my idea.
Yeah, since you are cream of the crop. Top of the line, St. Louis Cardinals. No one does it better.
Yep.
So it is with great gravity and seriousness that we present
this
idea to you.
I'm so nervous.
Okay. So here's my idea.
Okay.
We were talking about UPS and FedEx and how those guys wear shorts when they deliver.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I think I want to start a service, a delivery service, where the drivers wear really short jean short cutoffs.
Really short.
Jorts,
but really
like
short.
Daisy Dukes.
Like take it up a notch.
Okay. What are they delivering?
Packages.
Oh.
And it's called, the service is called Nice Package.
Package. You got something. You're on to something.
Are you saying it to be nice or do you mean it?
Well, I did ask to come on the show and talk about what I want to talk about, so I have to be nice.
All right. Fine.
But I think
sex sells.
It does. Booty sells.
That's the Cardinals motto.
Okay. Let me think about it.
Why don't you have a shorts night
giveaway? It's so funny because I walked in here wearing shorts. Like I knew we were going to talk about shorts in my play clothes.
Is it all guy deliveries? Guy delivery services?
No, it doesn't matter.
Oh, because I was like, it could be like the Hooters of...
No, is this just like 6 months out of the season?
Nope.
The year? Okay, year round.
Year round, you have to wear shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Real short jean shorts.
We can talk about leggings in the winter.
Okay. Like sheer?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So they look nude.
Okay.
Not the guys, the leggings.
Right. This also might just work in warmer climates. We'll see.
So we're planning for next year's promotional calendar, so we'll work shorts.
What if the Cardinals have a shorts night?
Could you have a shorts night?
We've talked about it. Maybe like a theme night where you get to pick your size because, shorts are wide range of sizes.
You should also have a pick your seat night. Although I guess every night is pick your seat night, isn't it? Because you can go on the website and get whatever ticket you want. Hey, can we talk about...
We'll come back later for other ideas.
Megan's like, we can never be on the show again.
That's it. No more of those guys.
Tell Mr. DeWitt we've got great ideas. Great ideas.
He knows.
Oh. I was hoping he didn't.
Yes. Let's talk about Friday night big concert post game.
Yes.
I know it's already tomorrow.
I know. This is the date that we have had circled on our calendar since last October. We have been so excited about this post game concert. So you guys were a little bit confused about how it's going to work when I walked in.
Well, you started the confusion.
Yeah, it was not
when I showed
fault.
You a picture
you
of the
showed
build.
Us pictures of them building the stage in the parking lot
under
and
the
we
overpass.
Thought, oh, so this the show's outside in the parking lot?
In the player parking lot. Everybody, come on out. No, so we have to build it in pieces. It's six different sleds that are going to go out one by one with gators, or we're just going to hand push them out after the final out, and the stage is going to be set up behind second base in the grass, and then VIP ticket purchasers will get a wristband, and they can go down into the infield dirt and enjoy the show. So it's about a 30-minute flip after final out. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of pushing. It's really cool. If you like Legos and like seeing things coming together, it's a great thing to watch.
So here's what's different about this, because most concerts that happen at a ballpark, they keep you off the infield. You're saying they can be on the infield during the show.
We are.
Wow.
Yes, I know. Great exceptions made for this post-game concert. So if you want to touch the infield dirt like so many people do, come on down. And we do have VIP tickets available. So just a handful of left. So if you want them, scoop them up as soon as you can.
What does the VIP mean?
It means that you get the wristband to come down. If you don't, you can still enjoy the show from your seat.
Got it. Okay.
And everyone's going to be asked to move a little bit closer in. And so it's going to be great. It's so much fun. It's about a 60-minute set once he starts playing.
Wow.
And it's going to be a really fun night. Now, the game is an hour earlier. Just make sure everyone knows. Call all your friends that has tickets to the game tomorrow. 6:15 game.
6:15 tomorrow.
Yes, 4:15 gates.
Okay. So it would have normally been 7:15, yeah. I guess. All right. So 6:15, that's tomorrow, cardinals.com for tickets. And you said those VIP infield dirt tickets, there's only a few left?
Yes. Scoop them up.
Okay. Great.
Do that. Do it.
That is tomorrow. What else you got for us?
Oh, all kinds of fun goodies. So Saturday is a polo giveaway. I think we talked about a similar style last year. You liked it. So this is the golf polo. It's red.
Oh, it's a nice
has
polo.
It's the
insane.
City Connect look. It has the rivers down the front.
It's insane. Like, it's a really, really good weight.
Yeah.
You know how there is the I bought this weight, and then there's the I got this free weight.
Right.
This is the I bought this weight. This is a real shirt that you get at Golf Galaxy.
Well, you know what? I will say jerseys, like the actual jerseys players wear now, they are so light that they almost feel like I got this for free.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. They're making the materials so light so that it's better to play with. Yeah. And I don't know.
This is really nice. Really nice polo. I'm holding it on. If you're watching on the YouTube, you can see all the cool stuff we're holding up.
We have a mystery hat coming up. So this is our City Connect style. So one is a red hat with the Lou logo on it. And the other one is a navy hat with the Circle Florida Lee logo that's on the sleeve of the City Connect jersey. So it's a mystery. You don't know which one you get until you come through the gates.
And they're like perforated, good for summer hats, looks like.
Yeah, definitely. Wear your sunscreen under it because it has the holes.
The holes.
Everyone's seen those photos on the internet. People
what
forgetting.
Date is that?
It's later in July.
Okay. Okay, later in July. But it's on the website, so you can go and see it, cardinals.com.
But just to clarify, these are the gate giveaways. It's insane.
Yeah.
These are really nice.
We also have a fun Ozzie Smith bobblehead. We've done numerous Ozzie bobbleheads in the past, but this one, he's actually flipping upside down, so he's in the upside down, and his head still bobbles.
Have you never done an upside down bobblehead?
No.
Wow.
This is a first.
Wow. This is so cool. I've never seen an upside down bobblehead.
That is very cool. Ozzie Smith.
This is pretty sweet. Do you know whose idea it was to be upside down?
Megan Eberhardt?
No.
Is it yours?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was?
It was, yeah.
Great job
was
with that.
Was it really your idea?
Yeah.
Can you imagine being Megan?
Yeah.
Like no, you come I up don't. With an idea and then
I don't wish my brain on anyone.
This is why you want to be
really cool.
Watching on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter because you can see Amy is holding up these items and that is a really cool bobblehead.
Thank you. Remember when I got to be careful with this bobblehead? Who was the bobblehead with the shark?
Newt Barr, and you broke that one.
I broke the head off before you left the studio.
Yeah, Amy broke Lars Newt Barr's head.
Yes. So put that one down.
It rolled across the studio.
Well, and he's been struggling ever since because of you.
Like a voodoo doll.
The bobblehead curse is real.
He has not been struggling since I dropped him on his head.
No,
that was a couple years ago, I think.
Yeah,
it was.
That was a long time ago. He's been doing great, honestly, since I did that.
Another one that I'm really excited about later in July is a basketball retro warm-up.
I love that one.
Isn't it cool?
That is very cool.
So this is what the grown-ups will get, and then kids that day get a basketball.
That's awesome. Well, what is the kids' age, according to Busch Stadium?
15 and under.
Okay.
Good question.
And you mentioned the neck fan, which is sitting right in front of you.
Oh, that one, we already gave away. It's just an extra.
You did?
I forgot to give it to you earlier.
Oh,
well, how about this? Let's tell people what it is.
What about the chain? You have a chain.
Oh, I have a chain. I was going to say, if we tell them about the neck fan and then they feel bad about it, we'll say, see that feeling you have right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that again. Buy these tickets. Go to the game.
Don't miss out.
Don't miss out. I'm wearing an incredible neck fan.
We call it the rally chain.
It says the Lou on it. It's the City Connect, the Lou logo, birds on bat with this really cool gold chain.
You know, that would be great for Mardi Gras next year.
Yeah.
Just wear it around. Don't give it to anybody. You keep it if you get that.
Oh, yeah. This is a keeper.
But it's definitely heavy. It's high quality for
sure. I know. It really is. You can see it on the YouTube.
So all of this stuff. Are these not all just for the next homestand? We're talking about the next
July.
Month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Couple weeks. And then I mentioned the Cole Swindell postgame show, but we have a second one in July. It's Flo-Rida.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it going to be the exact same, like infield tickets and all that stuff?
Same setup.
Oh, wow.
I think you're going to have to come.
Into that.
Say I already have tickets to the game with Cole Swindell. You can buy the VIP ticket on top of the ticket that you have. You can upgrade your ticket. Okay.
Yeah.
Or if you haven't bought tickets yet, do it all at once.
Yes.
Same with Flo-Rida.
Yeah. VIP tickets, cardinals.com/what?
Postgame.
Easy.
It's so,
that's
Cardinals.com/postgame for the VIP tickets. But as Megan said, you better get on it quickly because there are not that many left.
And I know probably some people listening might go, oh, well, you're the Cardinal station. You have to act like you love all their stuff. Not true.
No.
I have pitched this to the Cardinals 1,000 times because the quality of the gate giveaways is insane. It is insane. The hats, the jerseys, the shirts, the golf shirts. It's so high quality that Megan and I, both very yes. familiar with QVC. I've spent a lot of time watching In the Kitchen with David. And I was watching it last night. And I think we could do a real QVC show with all the Cardinals giveaways, because people, the gate giveaways and the theme nights, people need to see this, but it's really high quality. That's why you're losing money. If I've said this is, I made to be the QVC salesperson on this. You are losing money if you don't buy tickets to the game, because that jersey or that shirt
right.
will cost you more.
It's such a good deal. You have to do it.
Yes,
it is. And if you order now in the next 30 minutes.
I love In the Kitchen with David, 314-436-7900, if you also like that show.
No. Our text line is only reserved for people who are working or not working
Megan's
today.
Megan's working.
I am, yeah. But our office is closed.
See, I really do appreciate people who come in on their off day just so that they can help. A real team player is what you are.
Yes. Megan, you know
workaholic is also how
well,
they phrase that.
There's that. Megan, you know our boss, Steve.
Yes, I love Steve.
Yes. He had to take a picture of someone else working and send it in.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, yeah, we're asking people, are you working today or not working? And he's like, well, here's a guy working.
Oh,
like,
Steve.
What about rest of us are working.
I know.
I want to be out celebrating and enjoying Juneteenth, and I can't because Steve made us come
Steve.
In.
Yeah. Well, when you guys get off the air, come down to the ballpark and help us build the stage.
I can't do that. I'm in the process of moving. I need
a
pack.
Does this look like a guy who's done a lot of manual labor in his life?
I actually used to work on a ball field, you know.
Mowing the lawn?
We would do all of it, like, you know, getting the fields ready for play.
What level?
Oh, Children.
T-ball.
But we had to do like 12 diamonds. That's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
And then I would umpire the games later.
You would.
I was very tired.
But you do need to check out all the swag we're wearing, because if you wonder what happens when Megan leaves or when we go off the air, Ronj and I fight over the stuff that we want to keep.
Yep. I am going to push Amy to the ground and I'm taking all of it. Megan Eberhardt, what else do you want people to know?
It's just going to be a great weekend at the ballpark. Yeah. Come on down and enjoy summer in St. Louis with us.
Cole Swindell tomorrow night.
Yep.
Post-game concert. VIP tickets available to be on the infield dirt to watch.
Again, that's pretty cool.
Again,
it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Just to reiterate, they usually, and that's not just the Cardinals. If there's a post-game concert or a concert on the field ever anywhere, they never let you on the dirt, on the infield. So the fact you get to stand on the infield dirt is really cool if you get the VIP ticket.
Yes.
So Cardinals.com.
And don't forget that the game starts an hour earlier.
6:15. First pitch tomorrow to accommodate the show.
Yeah.
Cardinals.com/postgame to get those tickets.
See you there.
Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Megan Eberhardt, the director of fun.
Director of fun.
For the St. Louis
the
Cardinals.
The ideas woman.
104.1 FM, KMOX.
Singing hits Carolina, tails California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Harambe has texted back in to let us know he is still working.
Wow.
He was working. I mean,
like 15 minutes ago.
I know this guy's been working for an hour and a half, and he wants us to be happy for him. Here's an update, guys. I'm still working. Also, the dirt hauler, who's hauling the dirt
for the rodeo,
coming up at Chaffetz Arena, which we still don't have any details on. Teamster dirt hauler. He's wearing. He wants us to know what he. What are you wearing? He is wearing long pants, safety neon green shirt, and steel-toe boots. And you never get out of the truck unless you're going in for fast food.
That feels appropriate. That feels like an appropriate...
He's just driving the truck and then sitting in the truck while other people get the dirt out of it?
Well, maybe he... It goes... It elevates. It dumps it out. Haven't you ever seen a dump truck before?
Yeah. So then... But he's not responsible for shoveling the dirt?
No. It's like if you order something like from Amazon, like a coffee maker, the Amazon guy doesn't put the coffee maker together on your counter for you.
I got to tell you, I love the Teamsters. I love my union people. Sounds like this guy is just coasting.
No. Hey, text back
he's
in.
He's sitting in his truck right now.
You're going to get killed.
He's sitting? No, those days are over. The Teamsters.
What do you mean he's sitting in? He's the delivery man. Why would UPS put together your... I don't know, whatever it is people buy, your TV or your coat rack. Why would they put a coat rack together for you?
Well, okay, so you drive the truck, right?
Yeah.
That's part one. Isn't part two shoveling the dirt?
No, he dumped it. It's your problem now.
So what he's doing...
That's what it should say at the bottom of the dump truck. So it's filled with dirt. You dump the dirt. And so just the bare bottom of the dump truck is exposed. And it just says, it's your problem now.
Wow.
That's what I would do.
Wow.
You bought the dirt.
That just seems like a pretty easy job, if you ask me.
Oh, my gosh.
He's leaning out the window, probably looking at the guys in the back like, hey, hurry it up back there. I got places to go.
Yeah, it's not a hard job like this.
This one is impossible.
This job is not a job.
Here's a message from Ricky in South City. Ricky is working all day delivering gasoline and diesel.
You know what I think? I think people
are listening. Truck drivers listening.
People are listening to us in their vehicles. This is a vehicular forward show. We should be talking about vehicles more.
We really should.
Okay, how about this?
No, wait.
Yeah.
Let me say this first about Ricky. South City Ricky.
Yeah.
I need you to promise me that while you are driving these bombs around the city, you're not texting at the same time.
He's not.
This man is driving gasoline and diesel. He's driving fuel, and he's eyes on the road, eyes on the phone.
I trust South City Ricky.
He better not be. I'm telling you, he better be pulling over to talk to us.
Hey, guys, now we need to know. I know we said, like, tell us your name and if you're working today, 314-436-7900. And now I think we need to divide the listeners into drivers of vehicles and non-driving workers. Right now, Harambe, I don't believe, is a driver.
I don't know what he's doing. He says he's production.
Oh, he's production.
Production of
maybe
what?
Maybe he's a movie producer.
Yeah. Okay. Harambe, the movie producer.
I don't know.
There's no way.
Yeah. Well, I do think. Thank you to everyone for texting. Thank you. You know what? I think people who drive things, no days off for them. They're always working.
That's right. Kind of like us.
Well,
I mean, this job is equally as difficult. Ricky has texted back in to assure us that he is pulled over, getting ready to load again. So good. Yeah.
Thank you, Ricky.
Thank you so much.
I believed in Ricky. What's the name of the dirt dumper?
He didn't give us.
Okay.
He's a Teamster, though.
See,
we're just going to call him Hoffa. So Hoffa is driving around dumping out
dirt. Well, I'm on the Teamster side. He shouldn't have to shovel.
Too.
He's a deliverer, not a shoveler.
I am too. Southside Randy says he's working today, drives every day, and listens to this show every
day. Thank you, Southside Randy.
I appreciate that, Southside Randy.
I love our listeners.
314-436-7900. Check in with us, won't you? Also, Odyssey app, voice messages. You can leave them there on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.